Yes, let's officially welcome the coven to our podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
I'd
being
like
here.
To say, stalking is your choice of words, you know? So for them, they should really be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you're better stalkers than Bear Mug would ever deserve. Agreed, but still. Yeah,
right. You're stalking.
Okay, well, give us your side.
I mean, we're just like how to... this janky shit started, or?
Can you explain
the coven, how this began, where it's going? Like, let's hear this.
Well, honestly, the reason why it actually started was Omar declared war on me, Rachel, and Kelly all separately because we were all, quote unquote, attacking him at the same time. And then that's when he's like, you know what? You three are just the coven. And he just, because he adopted us all in that form, we just became friends. And then Kyle ended up getting into this, and then we just dragged Chanel in it just because.
Oh boy.
So, yeah.
Oh boy.
So
we needed a talking parrot. So,
yeah,
you know,
we did.
We
needed
toys.
A mascot.
Okay, so
yeah,
Omar
that's
started
exactly
it.
Exactly
okay.
How it started. Yeah,
yeah.
We dubbed us that after we all called in. What was it? Rachel would call in bitching, like, you're never going to get the call caught up. And
right.
I was the
yep.
one who was
I'm
like,
right, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
You're not
wrong.
He,
not.
he played
yeah.
one from November the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Really?
Mine was just because I told him to watch that chess thing
the
on
Gambit.
Queen's yeah, there
Gambit.
You go.
Gambit.
Queen's
yeah.
Gambit.
Yeah. That is chess thing.
Because
right.
I wanted
right.
him to do an angry Omar review. He was like, I hate you, how dare you? So that was my thing.
That feels like a very minor offense. Like, I don't know why you got roped into like being his enemy because you want him to watch a TV show.
And that's the thing. Like, me and my husband were laughing because I go, okay, well, Omar just put me into the coven. He dubbed me, Kelly, and Rachel the coven. He's like, why you? I go, because I told him to watch Queen's Gambit. And he goes, that's it? I guess so.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
All it takes for Omar. Yeah.
I agree with Omar.
Well, he hated Rachel Ray for, I don't know, because she said olive oil or something. I don't know. Yeah, he hates people for no reason and very intensely.
Yeah. He hates Costco, and except for the chicken bake.
But honestly, they proved me wrong. We've gotten a lot of new listeners now, especially with the Patreon. So.
That's
I was
right.
The
you're
one
the one
calling. Like, that's so cute. You guys think you're gonna have new listeners?
I was. Then I agreed with you. Like, there's no way that they have new listeners. And I was very suspect of like the one random person who was like, "Yeah, I'm a new listener.
I'm new to this. Yeah. Whenever anyone
How much
says
did you
that,
pay
it's
this
like,
girl."
Yeah, it never made sense to me either, because like, what are you searching for to come across this? Like, I want to find a podcast about a podcast about a radio show that's been off the air for over 2 years. Like, that's really not a demo.
That's really hot
that's
right
our,
now. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Apparently so.
Hey,
I mean,
that's what we're doing.
My bad, sorry. Wipe that off the
that's,
board.
That's the new trend.
We're the leading edge of that, yeah.
Speaking of clips, we got some Coven clips. Of you guys calling into the show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Let's do this one. Hit it, Steve.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. We got one last call here. We'll wrap things up here because this is off the rails now.
Says, put the original message and then he doubled. Motherfucker, this is Rachel. Hey.
Uh-oh.
And you magic bananas. Thanks, Tyler.
The coven party.
We're having the coven party. Coven party part two. Electric Boogaloo. We fucking... tried calling Mug twice.
Said he would answer.
That piece of shit said that he would talk to us.
Yeah, and he hasn't answered.
And I don't know if you all recall, but last time we talked about this shit, he said that he would be here, and he's obviously not. So.
He claimed to be in Vegas, and then he fucking changed his story.
So
now he's got Evie.
Right, he lied to us, basically. So.
He's got a pool here. Evie can come hang out in the pool.
We got a fucking bag. Yeah, we got a balcony.
We got songs that slap.
We got songs that slap. That's a throwback to the Ralph report.
Look at that loser.
We fucking almost had complimentary beers, but we found out that they haven't
We're
done that in 4 years.
Oh, goddamn. And we've got enough snacks to fill Mug's belly for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that says something.
Now,
literally,
what is
we
going
got
on
Cheetos,
here?
We got Pringles, we've got Lay's, we've got Ruffles.
No,
we got
upset.
We got, and we got cat food too. We got fancy cheese.
I'm upset.
And bean dip, we're frighteningly similar.
Hey, Muggs, I think you're all good. You don't have to answer the phone when they call.
Oh, my God. We had so much
the worst
fun.
Yep. And I really should have just ditched my entire family and gone to that, because that was you guys invited me. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'll just be in town for a day at that point. I can't bail on them. I should have just not told them I was there. Just, oh, dear Lord.
So
wait, I wanted to ask this. Were you guys all together?
Yeah, it was okay. It was me, Kyle, and Diamond / Geometric Bananas. And
from the Puente.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kylie couldn't make it because she lives in Hawaii, but we FaceTimed her. Yeah. And we also FaceTimed Chanel, but it was all three of us plus Diamond's husband. So we rented a hotel and we just... Well,
we did a part two, because when I came out there first, I was like out there visiting, and we had a coven party in my hotel, and that was super fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super awesome, and we harassed the dudes, but
yeah, when I heard the calls, I'm like, wait, are they together? What is going on here? Okay, you guys were together.
Yeah,
I love that. Your calls are always a crack up.
We tried.
I got a bunch of drunk texts. My phone that night also, like, I went to bed early, and I woke up and there was text from a bunch of different people. I'm like, oh my dear God, what went on last night?
Yeah, and like we were saying, so we had talked, so earlier when we had our first coven hangout, Beer Mug was like, I'm sorry, like, whatever.
He was Beer Mug.
His reason was, yeah, and he was like, next time you guys have one, I'll come, like, I will be there. So we gave him, like, more than a month's notice, and we're like, mm-hmm. We're doing this thing, come hang with us. And he was like, oh, I can't, I'll be in Vegas. And we're like, okay, whatever. Then we find out at the last minute that he actually wasn't going to Vegas and he was at home. And so we were like, fucking come. And he's like, I can, I got Evie. And so we're like, okay, if you can't come, can you at least talk to us? And he was like, yes. And then we called him so many times and he never answered the phone, even though like an hour before he was like, yes, I will talk to you guys. He just like never answered our phone calls. And we were like, what the fuck, dude?
He fell asleep.
He probably did. I mean, he was probably watching his daughter, so that's a little alarming, but
yeah,
whatever he was doing.
he's got Mama Muggs there. I mean, it's not like she's completely unsupervised.
Yeah, I mean, Omar and Dave took our calls.
Yes.
They both took our calls, and we talked to both of them that night.
Oh, my gosh.
Typical Muggs.
What is wrong with Muggs? You're better than he deserves, and you're trying to get him to party with you. Muggs, you're crazy.
He has ADHD. I mean...
Undiagnosed.
Yeah, I won't get... Well, it is diagnosed, but he just doesn't...
Yeah, you're a doctor, right? Crazy. Like Bean, so...
Yeah, right. I'm actually a doctor.
I'm actually a doctor.
Yeah. Drunken, hot sauce snorting, not giving a fuck mug. You know, that's what I pay for.
We're actually paying for it now, which is the better part.
Literally, like, what's wrong with me? I find it for the top tier. I don't get it. I love them, but it's going to be janky as fuck for sure. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. So
I'm really happy about it. I'm really happy about it because I actually bugged them since the B team.
Yeah.
I told them they played my call, and Omar's like, no, because then that would require commitment and I don't think we'll ever do a Patreon. It's just boop.
Sweet revenge.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know Dave and Omar are super into it and they really want to like make sure that it's like worth it for the people that are paying for it. They're taking it very, very seriously. I don't know about Muggs.
I know.
This could be the end of Muggs.
Yeah.
He's gonna become Beer Keg, not Beer Mug.
Beer Keg.
Oh my God. Yeah, notice how none of like the special things included like things from Muggs. It's like Dave and Omar, and Muggs is just like, I'm here. Oh, you guys made a Patreon? I'll take some of the
things. Yeah.
I'm
hoping on Muggs as a sucker's game.
I was talking with one of my friends because she was looking at the rest of the things that they offer, and one of one was Omar's I'll DJ your party, and she's like, well, wait, will he fly out here? I'm like, I doubt it, and if Muggs was involved, definitely no, that's not, that would never happen.
No,
but never. I'm hoping now I get picked for it, because I'm like, here's the address, you guys gotta travel.
Dude, mm-hmm. I'm coming. If that happens, I'm gonna go to my hometown.
That's genius. Whoever wins it, just invite the rest.
Oh, totally.
No problem. No? Fact, oh God, Kelly, if you win it, we all get to go to Hawaii. Let's do this.
Everybody come to Maui. Let's do it. Have a party. I think that would be ideal, honestly. Like, let's rig it, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I've already tried. I got told that doesn't work that way.
We'll just have
a Yankee vacation.
We'll just have everybody sign off from that top tier except for Kelly. So Kelly will be the only one.
Yes.
We'll bankrupt them and get a free show. Yes.
I like that plan.
We're going to start a feud now with Janky Town. Oh, no.
I'm honestly stoked to hear like the jingles that Omar comes up with for people. Is he just going to write them if he knows shit about us? Like, you know, like, would he just come up with one for me or Rachel, or is he gonna like ask for material, how they were saying with the video messages, they'll say whatever you want them to say. I mean, whatever you want them to say, you know. So I'm just really looking forward to all of that material.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's a jingle about the whole coven.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
All right, shall we let's see, you guys also listen to Kevin and Bean too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That's where this all started.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone that just listened to Janky Town?
No.
I never heard of Kevin and Bean, but I love this Janky Town stuff.
I was looking for a podcast about a podcast about a radio show about a podcast.
Okay? Hey, it wants something really janky. So
I ain't got no time for this janky junk town.
What other podcasts do you guys listen to in the Kevin and Bean universe? You guys are on the Ralph Report. I heard that on the call, right?
Yes. And I listen to Alien Bean, the Capitina chat.
Same. I don't do Ralph Report. It's like every day. It's kind of just a lot for me.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
But yeah, I definitely go in and hear like the free episodes every now and then, but I gotta stay committed to my voice, you know what I mean? Allie and Bean, so that's pretty much it. I listen to like a bunch of other podcasts, but those aren't in this universe, you know.
For me I still listen to Kevin and Bean podcast. Like, I have the podcast app and it goes as far back as April of 2017, so Ralph is still there, so I will. What?
It's not on mine. I tried to do that, so if I ever want to hear Kevin and Bean, I just go to the archive.
You're geo-blocked.
Oh, dude, it's, I have to send it to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got. Okay. We got you. We got you with that VPN magic that Allie talks about. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So I still listen to that. I listen to Mikey Likes You. Of course, Janky Town. Kevin and Sluggo. I listen to all of them. The only thing I actually unsubscribed to was A Cup of Tea in a Chat. I was listening, but I
everybody just
tired of their shit.
No,
that's fired. What the heck happened?
She didn't want any more gumbo. She was tired of it.
Oh, you gotta love the gumbo. 95 for the gumbo.
I have it written down. It's 94.9 the gumbo.
94.9? Okay.
Get it right, guys.
I haven't written down.
I put it on a post-it note.
It's a big poster in her room.
On the crowdcast when I was
it's a real station, too. Yeah. It's a real station. Like, we talked about this, and like, we were talking about bad stations. I got a local one that's 105.9, the Power Cow. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, I'm also trying to get a job there, so that's even worse.
Nice.
Does the billboard say, "Why so much moo"?
No, but you know what? I can probably get Bean on this because Bean knows about the Power Cow. Maybe I can get some collab going between them. We'll cross merch. It'll be great.
A shift on the Power Cow.
So why'd you stop listening to Cup of Tea in the Chat?
For a couple reasons, not like one in particular. It's just, so there was a couple of takes that both of them had that I was just like, you know, like I love them Ooh. Both.
Yeah, still the hot goss.
Do tell.
Like, okay, for example, one of them for me was like when Bean just he's so loyal to the royal family.
Oh yeah.
And for me, it's like they are garbage people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for Ali, there's just a couple things that she'll say that I'm just like, you know. So I love them both too much to be like to let their personal takes end up affecting how I see them. So
yeah,
what I
like paint your view of them.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'd rather keep them perfect in my head. Mm-hmm. So the best way to do that is just listen to the free episodes, because those are cherry picked, you know.
Right.
And and see, another thing is that it's too the best way that I guess I could describe it is, a lot of people on social media will be like, oh, if you want to listen to the same Kevin and Bean feel, listen to Cup of Tea in a Chat. To me, a Cup of Tea in a Chat is not Kevin and Bean-esque. Nope. It's right. Janky Town. Janky Town is what Kevin and Bean were. They were bad, and they embraced, like Kevin always said, embrace the suck. You know, they embraced their suckiness. They embraced the bad.
Whereas
Cup of Tea in a Chat, they're more highbrow, and they're more, they don't have that same humor. They don't embrace their badness.
You're right. I think about the not embracing the badness, but I think it's definitely that mix of like the Kevin and Bean. You know, it's like Janky Town is Kevin, and a Cup of Tea in a Chat is Bean. Like,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you still get that like warm, good fuzzy point. Feeling from both, but it's like in different ways. You know,
yeah.
Like, which one do you lean more toward? You know, I totally get that. Sometimes the same. I'm like, can we like slow it down a little bit, have some more fun, but.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, those different elements, and that's
exactly. And see, for me, it's that's why I kind of lean towards Janky Town more, because I am like Kevin. I am a female version of Kevin. Literally. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I messed up my words and everything. So then, like, you know, they still have good news or great news on Ali and Bean, don't they?
Yeah.
See, for me, on Kevin and Bean, when great news would come on, I would just lower it down, because it's
me too.
A lot of us did. Okay, I'm not alone. Okay, we're amongst friends. Thank you.
I want the negativity. I don't want.
Thank
yes.
You.
I don't want that.
Bean loves death. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yes. And see, for me, it's
I'm like, these are lovely stories. Why am I changing it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
I felt like a horrible person that these stories were not interesting to me. It's, you know, it's like, okay, I love Kevin and Bean, but I'm just going to lower it down until great news is over. And then when I know it's back and they're teasing each other about how bad they are, then I'll turn it back up.
Yeah.
And see, on Janky Town, they have bad news.
Yes, yes, I know. It's so good.
It's perfect.
It's all bad news.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I noticed that when Kevin and Mike started doing great news, I really tried to go ahead and pay attention to it. But I'm like, no. And I even started doing a thing where I would like mute my playback and like, I'll give you guys the watch just so you guys can get it. And it's like, I don't want that. I want to hear about the guy that climbed into the bear enclosure and
we want
climb
more
back
sickle
out.
Penis stories.
Yes.
You know what got me interested though in great news was how they would make fun of the stories and make fun of each other. That was like what I listened for.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear how you're gonna just like shit all over this amazing, beautiful story now.
Yep. Yeah.
And also, like, they did not have it together, you know?
No,
it was janky.
Working on right now. But it was so janky. So it's like every camera angle, every freaking audio piece that came in was at a different level. Like, nothing. They're like, all right, cut to the video, and we're watching some fucking random video. It was like, this is Kevin. This is
I'm not a professional, and even I would watch them go, I can do better than this. Like, this is not hard. Like, if you guys just sent me what you have, I can fix this for you. But they're like, nope. Like, I understand the retooling. It needed it.
Yeah. And once Kevin wore his shirt backwards and he didn't realize it till the end, like, that's the Kevin.
A legend.
that we know and love.
Legend? Is that what you said?
He also just, he did that again, or he did that again recently for an entire day and realized his shirt was inside out. And he's like, wait, there's a tag.
And
like,
then he, yeah, and then he signed
then
the picture.
And then he drew that janky arrow that arrow. People thought was a signature.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I'm just like, what is going on here?
So Diamond, how many times have you worn your shirt inside out then?
Honestly, I think last week it happened to me twice. And then it almost happened to me, but then my son was like, Mommy, your shirt. And I was like, oh, so I had to go back and fix it.
I had, when I was visiting LA, I had my niece go, so your shirt has buttons on the back? I'm like, oh, thank you very much. And this was a 7-year-old. Like,
I went to work with my cardigan inside out, and one of my clerical staff was like, yep.
Ship. Just say one night in college, you know, the next morning I was still drunk and I had my skirt on as a shirt and my shirt on as a shirt. So I'm just like, you know,
Sandino. Sandino.
Sandino.
My friend's like, what's up with the lace skirt? And I'm like, that's my shirt. My bad.
I'm rocking it. What do you think's up with this?
What do you want
next
me?
Week everybody was doing it.
Right. So, like, it's cool.
You know? So I got
all the cool kids pee the pants.
Yes.
And see, it's funny because who would have thought? I mean, I don't know because I've only been in LA, but I haven't heard of another morning radio show have a following the way that Kevin and Bean does. And right. Not only that, but to bring people together the way Kevin and Bean Universe has, because look, they brought you guys together who made the Quitters Never Give Up podcast. You know, they brought the Coven together. They've actually brought a lot of people together and to be genuine friends. Yep. I have never heard of another radio morning show doing that.
Right.
You know, and that's very true. Cause like out here I had at my, my old job pre-pandemic before I got fired, not over the phone. I had put up a K-Rock sticker,
fired.
Just real fire, real
yeah,
fire. It was one of the good ones.
Look you in the eyes, you're fired.
No, it was one of those straight, my punch, my boss once. It was a good time, but I had a K-Rock sticker on the door, and the amount of times I would have random people who are driving through come in, see it and go, why is there a K-Rock sticker there? I'm like, well, because I listen to it. Do you like Kevin and Bean? I'm like, why do you think I listen to it? That is the reason. And
oh,
these
shit,
are people
really?
Like, I'm, yeah, and I'm not kidding. Like, I mean,
are
I'm in Michigan.
There?
In Michigan, I had a guy come in that like blew my mind because he comes in and he's wearing a Dodgers cap. He's like, is that a K-Rock sticker? I'm like, yeah. He's like, cool. I'm like, that's also Kevin and Bean playing on like the speakers. He's like, I feel like I'm home. And it's like him and I, like what? We talk for like, just like you're saying about Charles, like Kevin talked to him for an hour. We're talking for an hour. Or he's like, no one knows this. I'm like, yeah, no, it's what I grew up on. It's, I mean, they, Kevin and Bean pretty much raised me. And
exactly.
You find someone else that did that, went through that with you. You're like, we're brothers.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad that you like have talked to people out there that know about them, because I had never heard of K-Rock or any of this before I moved out here, but my grandpa had, because he used to listen to Howard Stern, so that's why he like knew about K-Rock. But like nobody I knew, I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? World famous? What? Like I never heard of them.
I had one guy go ahead and it's like, is that the people that hate Rick Dees? And I'm like, you are my hero. You are my hero.
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, but have you guys heard Disco Duck? That shit is bad.
I know.
It's really cool. Like, I mean, now that it's like the after years of it, you know, it's like clearly we're not all in Southern California anymore. Like we've grown up and moved around and stuff. So being
you
out here.
Up? Wait, I haven't grown up.
Yes.
Leave the state.
But yeah, it's super cool. Like the other day I was in the bar, like talking to a friend that I've known here on Maui for a couple of years. And she's just like, what are you like into? Like, what do you do? And I just started talking about podcasts. And she's like, what are you listening to? I tell her. And she's like, wait, I'm sorry, Kevin and Bean? Like, she's like, I grew up listening to that, you know? And I was just telling her like how we talked to the Yankee Town dudes and like when Kevin came on the Crowdcast.
Oh, that was the best.
She was like losing her goddamn mind, you know? And I was just like, my people. Again, it's like, it's so cool to like run into those people, you know, or like I'll see somebody with like a Weenie Roast shirt across the bar and I'm like, hey you, like, we're friends now, you know. Or like I'll just go up and talk to anybody, you know. So that's really, really cool to like be somewhere so remote and far from there, mm-hmm. but to have that feeling.
And again, yeah. That's what makes Kevin and Bean, look at the sticker.
Yes. Yeah, Weenie Roast.
And see, yeah, that's what incredible. Makes the Kevin and Bean universe so special. And I think that's why people, once you become an actual fan of Kevin and Bean, you kind of take ownership of them because you don't like anybody talking about them. You don't like any sort of negativity towards them, you know?
Right.
And even when
have you guys thrown down with people about Kevin and Bean before? That's
all. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, definitely.
You don't like Bean? Let's step outside.
Even people who continued like being like, oh, whatever, I don't care about the firing, I'm gonna listen to Stryker and whatever. I was like, how can you listen to them? I can't handle
exactly.
It.
I felt the same way and still do. Like, I uninstalled the freaking whatever the app was that they had the day it happened, and like, I still like Beer Mug got on. Ruben even did a couple on air things where I'm like, all right, cool. And so I'll support the guys, but I'm not supporting the station. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And see, I kind of got into it with Nicole Alvarez because I'm not exactly the biggest fan. Yeah, I'm not exactly the biggest fan of Nicole Alvarez to begin with because of how she used to treat Mugs publicly on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when everything went down, people were saying, oh, you know, I'm rightfully were saying that they're going to stop listening to K-Rock and saying how all of us were feeling. So I guess Nicole got tired of it.
Yeah,
she got tired of it. And she was like, you know, people still work there, good people. And just because you guys can't handle that, they let somebody go. And I was like, oh, you are not saying that because these people are your friends and you're just standing by defending this company that let your friends go. Stryker did not defend the company's actions, but he said, look, I'm still going to be here, but I do not approve of what they did, mm-hmm. you know? And Nicole was defending K-Rock. So I went in there and I just told her, the fact that you can stand there and defend a company who fired your friends, mm-hmm. who were there for you, even attended your wedding, and we're there for you on air shows what a piece of you are.
Damn, Diamond. Shit.
Shots fired.
I'm glad she's on our side. You know what I'm saying,
Rachel? Yeah,
right. I got upset.
I was getting choice here. And like, do not cross.
No, but really,
and one of the things I do know that did happen is that a lot of people who were let go because of the pandemic did get offered their jobs back. And if you were on unemployment, if you got offered your job back, you have to accept it or you're off unemployment. Yeah. So it's really a lot of people there that I'm referring to, I'm not going to give names that aren't there now. They got thrown into that where it's like, okay, great. We're supposed to be quarantining all this. Now I have to do this for you. I'm going to do it. And then they've been moving on, which it's understandable, but it's also like that's the corporate world that's going to go ahead and screw you because like we can offer you the job or we can hire a new guy and we don't have to pay you regardless.
Right.
Yeah. And then lastly, there's been a lot of animal stories lately. And so we thought we'd bring back the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Yeah.
You guys want to do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices with us?
Do it. Right.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right, on the wheel today, we got penis snakes, acid spitting lobsters, Fukushima radioactive hybrid terror pigs, Bigfoot, Jen's stone bear, and the cursing African parrots. So let's spin the wheel. Spin it, Drew.
All right, let's spin it. It takes a long time to go.
Yeah, it's a big wheel today, actually.
That was a good spin.
$1, $1, $1.
And African cursing parrots. Oh, what were the odds of that happening? Okay. So, also, by the way, Bigfoot's not an animal. So, I don't know why he
it's
was
not
on the
human.
Wheel.
Well, because Ali wanted a bone Bigfoot.
So, that raises questions. That we'll get back to that next episode. But let me go ahead and connect
the line. How is Bigfoot not an animal?
On the Rorschach, I would code him as a human-like creature. So.
Hominoid.
Yes. Like beer mug.
there we go. All right. Here, sure. Okay. Let me. I think I got it styled in. I wonder who's gonna pick up.
Yeah, we're calling what is the Lincolnsville Zoo or something like that.
Oh, I think I'm right here. Fuck off!
hello, we're calling the Lincolnsville Zoo.
Fuck off!
Who the f is this?
This is a Quitters Never Give Up podcast.
What? Give up already, you piece of ass! What you doing?
We're calling about the swearing parrots. Do you know anything about that?
What you got them, you mofo! What? Come on, what do you think you got here? What?
Wait, so are these the parrots? This isn't the zookeeper?
We're the fucking parrots.
I'm a parrot. My name's Eric, the parrot. Yeah, Eric. But that's
so,
me.
So
what
you've been,
is this?
Which parrot is this? What's your name, parrot?
Eric, the parrot. I already said that. Are you deaf, you bofo?
Does he not get it? Jesus Christ.
Jesus effing Christ. I'm the fucking effing bofo. There, they brought that one out. I'm the parrot who swears at the zoo.
Oh, okay. Now I got it.
Too. There's a few of us here.
Eric, we heard that they moved you to another part of the zoo. Is that true?
Oh, they tried to isolate us real bad, but you know... we did the COVID. We were done isolating, if you know what I mean. So we were like, F this, F that.
Yeah,
and,
fuckers.
Yeah, F those mother effers. Yeah.
Now, I heard that some other parrots were brought to the zoo, and you taught them to swear. Is that true?
Fuck, we didn't teach those dumbasses nothing. Ain't that right, girl? Say it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, we did.
Oh, well, I guess we did. I said we're admitting the crimes now. I didn't know that was what's happening. Crank!
So you don't know the story either. Okay, well, at least we're on the same footing. Now, tell us about your favorite curse words. I guess this is like the actor's studio. What's your favorite curse word?
Oh, I love all the ones that start with F. I mean, like, there's a whole bunch of them. Like, what's that guy? Matt Damon? He used to use that one. What was it? Yeah, he said.
Oh, don't use that one. You can't
use that one. I can't use that one. Famous? Famous? I can't say that no more because Matt Damon can't identify as famous. I'm just saying that.
If Matt Damon says it, don't say it is what I say.
Okay. Matt Damon identified as famous. I won't say it. Sorry. No more F word famous. Gotcha.
Coven, can you please help us here? They're going to let us drown.
This is hilarious to watch.
It would seem so easy when Kevin and Bean did it.
I know. At least we can get it.
Yeah, Eric. Are you gonna?
Yeah.
So I got a job for you. I need to do a fake drug deal. Yeah. We're gonna do a double cross. Yeah, it's gonna turn out all right. Yeah.
Can you double cross the lemurs for us? You'll get
those lemurs. Oh no, they don't come across our turf no more. No, we put an end to that. Okay. You know what we did? We went out there and we went in and just clock on, and we're like, yeah, and they're done.
All right, we got to censor this episode. We're going to get out of this call and get into the week that was.
I told you it was going to be bad.
Bitters never give up. Embarrassing ourselves for your entertainment.
That was amazing. That was what we loved about that segment. So
yes.
Thank you.
Okay. What made you think we were going to help you guys? That's the best part, is the drowning.
Desperation.
You gotta just let it go. You can't.
Yes, embrace the suck.
Let it go, as Kevin.
You know that, just so you all know, that's how
embrace
we went
the suck.
Into this
we
from
get
the
get
go. Like I had said, this is gonna be bad.
That was awful.